Good afternoon.
好，大家下午好。
It's a blessing for me to be able to be here today and teach you some from God's Word.
对我来说，这也是很大的祝福，可以和大家一起来讲神的话。
The message this morning I called toning, not tuning our worship.
所以今天早上的这个信息，我把它叫做我们是来定调我们的这个敬拜，而不是来调这个调来做我们的敬拜。
Yeah, we tune instruments so they sound right.
所以我们会定我们这个乐器的这些调，让他们可以这个声音是对的。
We tone our bodies so they work right.
所以我们也会锻炼我们的这个身体。
You may wonder what toning our bodies has to do with worship.
你可能知道这关于这个定调，这个是跟敬拜是有关系的。
Here's at least one thing to remember from what I have to say this morning.
如果今天早上我所说的有一件事大家要记住呢。
Most of your worship has nothing to do with your singing and everything to do with your living.
我们的敬拜其实不是跟我们的怎么唱有关，而是跟我们的生命是有关系的。
Say that again. Most of your worship in life has nothing to do with your singing and everything to do with your living.
我们大多数我们的敬拜不是和我们的唱的怎么样有关，而是跟我们的生命有关系。
Now I always wonder when I come and have a chance to share with you because I really don't know much about Chinese culture.
每次我来的时候都有一点担心，因为我不是非常了解这个中国的文化。
But I looked up and I know the Chinese New Year is coming up. I believe it's the 6th, February 6th. Yeah. Get on my phone, and yeah, it's February 6th. I looked it up this morning.
So, 知道这个中国新年是二月六号。
The 5th, and when we celebrate New Year's in January, there's a tradition that Americans do, and I think it might only be an American tradition. We set what we call New Year's resolutions.
知道在我们美国人过新年的时候会做一件事情，可能比较特别，叫新年计划。
The idea is at the beginning of the year, you think of something you want to do to improve your life over the next year.
就是你在新年的时候，你要做一个计划，你下一年要做什么样的改变。
Do you do anything like that with the Chinese New Year?
中国新年大家会做这样的事吗？
No. Okay. Start a new tradition.
可以开始一个新的，我们可以开始一个新的传统。
You take the new year as an opportunity to make a commitment.In America, most often, the commitments, the New Year's resolutions, are to lose weight, get more exercise, and spend less money.
所以在我们的文化里面，每个新年我们要想做的一件事，通常都是比如说减肥啦、锻炼啦，还有就是少花钱。
Most New Year's resolutions make it about 2 months.
经常是在前两个月。Anytime
you make a new commitment to something, it's really hard to make those commitments stick.
你要做一个新的一个决定，要做一件新的事情，这很难的就是要坚持。
So I'm going to challenge you today to make a commitment for your growth this coming year.
所以忘了挑战大家，我们可以新年做一个新的计划，让我们能更好的成长。
But I also want to give you some tips on how to make that commitment last.
我也要给大家一些小的贴士，可以怎么让我们的这个计划可以能够长久。
So one tip to make a new commitment last is to have a clear picture of what the future would look like if you keep that commitment.
我们第一个好的一个小的建议就是我们可以有一个很清楚的一个画面，未来会怎么样。
Right, so if you have a goal of saving money,Have a picture of what that might look like. You could go on a vacation to Hawaii.
So you go saving money by going to Hawaii.
You save money for the vacation.
如果你想省钱去那个去夏威夷旅行的话
，or you could have a picture of if you struggle with credit card debt and you have a goal of not spending on your credit cards, you could have a picture of.A credit card cut in half.
所以你想少花一点钱的话，要信用卡的账单要省一半的钱。
If your goal is to lose weight, you buy a pair of jeans that don't fit and you hang them on the wall. Pair of pants?
Oh, pair of jeans. Oh, okay, okay. 所以如果你的目标是想减肥的话，就买一个很瘦的牛仔裤挂在墙上。
So if you have that picture, it just helps you stay engaged in the hardship of making this commitment last.
所以要有一个很清楚的图像在我们心里面，就让我们可以有更好的计划。
Another tip for making a commitment last.Is to have a to start with small changes that will lead to a lifestyle change.
另一个建议就是，我们可以从小的一些变化开始，积累起来可以有大的一些变化。
So let's say your commitment would be to get more exercise, rather than sign up for 6 exercise classes a week, make a commitment to park at the end of the parking lot and walk to work.
所以，如果你的目标是要锻炼的话。你最好不要先注册六七个锻炼的课。你先能做到的是，你从停车场能走到办公室去。
Maybe if it's a commitment to lose weight, make small decisions like, packing a lunch instead of eating out.
如果想减肥的话，那最好也是一些小的一些目标，比如说能够自己做饭，而不是出去吃。
Or having vegetarian one day a week vegetarian meal instead of your weekly bacon cheeseburger.
所以说，或者说你可以有一周吃一顿素的。
But you make small changes are easier to do, and then your lifestyle changes.
有很多小的变化才会最后积累成一个大的变化。
One of the most important things you can do to keep a new commitment is to recruit people to encourage you along the way.
还有另外一个很重要的就是我们可以让大家来帮助我们。
It's a lot easier to keep going when other people are there to help you.
如果有人来帮助的话，我们就可以对我们来说更容易一些。
Let me move you back into worship for a minute.
所以我们现在就要再回到敬拜上。
I told you that worship is far more about how you live than about you singing.
我刚才说了，敬拜更多的是关于我们怎么生活，而不是关于我们怎么唱歌。
I want to give you a definition of worship.
想给大家一个关于敬拜的定义。
Worship is our response to God's revelation.
敬拜可以说是我们对于神的启示的一种回应。
Sometimes we respond to God by singing.
有时候我们以唱歌的方式来回应。
Sometimes we respond to God by giving money to someone.
有时候我们可以是以给别人钱财帮助别人的时候这样一种方式来回应。
Sometimes we respond to God by being honest in how we do business.
有时候是以在我们做生意的时候，我们要很诚实这样一种方式来回应。
Sometimes we respond to God by being nice to somebody who is mean to us.
或者是当别人对我们不好的时候，我们仍然以好的态度回应，这样一种方式。
When we are kind and generous and giving.And we respond that when we respond in those ways, we're responding to who God has shown himself to be. We're worshiping God.
当我们以一种友善、这种给出去的这种心态在回应的时候，我们其实是回应神所对待我们的样子。
Worship is our response to God's revelation.
所以说，敬拜是我们对神的启示的一种回应。
Way back in the Old Testament, the Old Testament in the Bible, God had rescued his people and he brought them out of Egypt to Mount Sinai and he gave them the Ten Commandments.
那回到旧约的时代，神把以色列人从埃及带出来，在西乃山，他把十诫赐给他们。
The first commandment was that you should worship no other gods but him alone because he's the real and true God.
第一诫，十诫第一诫，你们不可以去敬拜别神，因为他是唯一的真的神。
And then God describes what worship is. He says, you shall not bow down.
那神描述了敬拜是怎么样，你应该这个跪下。
To any false gods or serve them.
说你不能敬拜，不能跪拜别的神。
Because the Lord God, he's a jealous God. We should only bow down and serve God, not idols.
所以神是忌邪的神，我们不能去跪拜别的神。
Those two words, bow down and serve.
所以两个字，一个是跪拜，另外一个是要服侍。
When God shows us something amazing, astounding, powerful, beautiful, whether it's fear-inducing or love-exploding, we go, wow, God, amazing, and bow down.
所以当我们神给我们显现了一些很伟大的、很美丽的、很惊人的这样一种荣耀的时候，我们看到以后是出于恐惧的，也是出于爱的，我们跪拜他。
And when we see God as coming to help us, heal us, care for us, and we do that to each other, we serve, we're serving God by serving each other.
当神来帮助我们、医治我们的时候，我们也如此做，我们来帮助别人、来医治别人，这就是服侍。
See, every human being was created to worship.
所以每一个人被造都是来敬拜神的。
It's like hardwiring inside ourselves. We have to, as humans, worship something.
我们就是如此被造的，就造在我们身体里面的。我们就是要去敬拜一样东西。
Even people who would say they don't believe in God are worshiping something.
即便有人说他们不相信有一个神，但是其实他们也是在敬拜某一样东西的。
They've just exchanged the truth of who God is for a lie, and they create something out of creation and worship that.
他们只是把一个真实的神换作一个被造的一个东西，他们在敬拜这样一个东西。
We call those idols.
我们把这些东西叫做偶像。
They bow down and they serve power, money, pleasure, business success, family, national pride. Something becomes the center of their lives and they pour themselves out for it.
那人们总是在敬拜一些东西，要么是钱，要么是名誉、成功、骄傲，所有这些东西，我们只是在把这些东西当做我们的一个偶像。
See, worship, their response, well, in worship, we respond to God's revelation.
所以当我们敬拜的时候，我们应该回应的是神的启示。
We bow down and we serve God with our lives.
我们跪下，我们服侍他。
Another awesome passage about worshiping God is found in the book of Romans.
那另外一个很重要的经文是在关于敬拜的，是在那个罗马书第十二章。
It's Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
是在罗马书第十二章一到二节。
These are great verses to memorize, by the way, if you'd like to memorize really good two verses in the Bible.
这也是很好的，我们可以背诵的经文。
I'm going to read them in English and then let Minji read them in Chinese. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual act of worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that, by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, and acceptable and perfect.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，当将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所应当的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Paul has just spent 11 chapters telling us all of the incredible things that God did to bring us salvation through Jesus Christ.
那在罗马书里面，保罗在这一章之前用了十一章的篇幅来描述了神的救恩，怎么来拯救我们。
He tells us about how hopelessly lost we were in our sin.
他讲到了我们在罪中怎么样没有希望。
How we could never do enough good work, we could never keep the law, and how we deserved nothing but God's judgment.
我们没有永远没有办法通过自己的行为来满足律法，来通过神的审判。
But God in his love and mercy sent Jesus to be our sacrifice and to give us new life, to reconnect us with God again.
但是神以他的慈悲和他的怜悯派遣耶稣基督作为赎罪祭，使得我们的罪可得赦免。
So that takes us through 11 chapters, and now here in chapter 12, Paul starts talking about how we ought to respond to what we have just received from God in Jesus Christ.
经过这十一章的这个篇幅以后，那保罗在这边说到，那我们既然接受了这样的救恩，我们怎样应该去回应他？
He says to present your bodies.
他说要把
as living sacrifices.
他说要把我们自己献上作为活祭。
Worship has more to do with your living than your singing.
所以说敬拜更多的是关于我们如何活的，而不是关于如何唱的。
Present your bodies as living sacrifices. That phrase living sacrifice is kind of strange.
那这边说到把身体献上作为活祭，那既然是又是祭又是活的。
Sacrifices are usually killed.
那一个祭品通常是被杀掉的。
The Gentile Romans that Paul would have known would know you make sacrifices to get God's favor. You sacrifice grain or animals or gold. You give the sacrifice so God will do something good for you.
那些罗马的外邦人大概懂得什么是祭品，就是你献上一些东西，一些动物，然后来获得神的某种青睐。
And Paul's Jewish believers or people in Rome who were Jewish knew that you brought sacrifices to atone for your sin before God or to thank him for things.
然后那罗马的这些犹太人也明白，那给神献上祭品就可以作为我们的一个赎罪的一个祭品。
But Paul takes this idea of sacrifice and he says, don't kill anything. Instead, be a living sacrifice.
那保罗在这边说，当你们献上自己的时候，不是要把自己杀掉，而是作为一个活的献上。
There's no reason to sacrifice anything to be in God's favor because Jesus already did that.
献上任何东西并不能获得神的青睐，因为耶稣基督已经献上自己了。
He doesn't want you dead anyway, he wants you alive.
耶稣基督不想你再去死，他希望你可以活得更好。
Knowing that Jesus has sacrificed his life for our sins, how do we respond to that as living sacrifices?
知道耶稣基督已经为我们献上他自己赦免我们的罪，那如此我们应该如何回应他给我们的这个救恩？
We use our bodies in ways that are holy and acceptable to God.
我们用我们的身体是圣洁的，是可喜悦的。
And what is that?
那什么是圣洁可喜悦的？
That's worship.
那是我们的敬拜。
The spiritual act of worship.
那是我们敬拜的属灵的意义。
I think then Paul describes a little bit more what does that spiritual act of worship look like in verse 2.
然后保罗就在这个第二节讲了更多的关于这个属灵上意义上的敬拜是怎么样。
Do not be conformed to this world.
他说不要效法这个世界。
The world around you is trying to make your life look like something.
那你周围的这个世界希望把你的生活变得像某种东西。
Whether that's American culture that wants to make you look a certain way,
或者美国的文化想把你的生活变成一个样子。
Or Chinese culture that makes you want to look a certain way.
那中国的文化可能想把你的生活变成另外一个样子。
There's forces that are going to conform you to some cultural values, some lies or idols.
那这些你的文化会迫使你的生活去向一个那个文化的一个核心的价值上。
But Paul says we should be transformed by the renewal of our minds.
但是保罗说我们要心意更新而变化。
Be transformed. That's a supernatural work.
那这边所说的变化是一个很本质上的一个改变，是超自然的一种改变。
And there, the conforming or the transforming is work that's done to you. It's not something you do yourself.
那这些说到效法也好，说到变化也好，是一个外在的外力改变你，外来的力量可以改变你的。
What you participate in is bringing the truth of God into your mind.
而对于我们这一方面的任务，是要把神的话语带到我们的心里。
Where do we get the truth of God? From His revelation.
我们从哪里才可以得到神的话语？那就是神的启示。
As we receive God's revelation in Scripture,
我们接受神的启示是从圣经来的。
Especially as we reflect on God's revelation in Jesus Christ.
特别是我们在耶稣基督里面在思索神的话语的时候。
Our whole outlook on life becomes changed.
那我们外在的行为表现会有改变。
And we are now transformed to live differently.
那这样我们心意变化以后，有神的话语以后，我们才会被改变。
That we may learn to discern what God's will is.
所以我们就会学会我们去分辨神的旨意如何。
And that will is good and acceptable and perfect.
那这个才是好的，才是蒙神许那个悦纳的。
Now I always feel a need as an American to point out the fact that God's will is not easy, profitable, and safe.
我经常想指出的是神的旨意不一定是容易的，不一定对我们有益，我们可以不一定可以获利的，也不一定是容易的。
Because so often in America we tend to think if we do God's will, we're going to be safe, our life will be easy, and we'll make a lot of money.
那在美国文化里面，我们可能觉得我们做神的旨意，那我们生活就变得很安全，很有益处，我们也可以获利。
And I know that mindset affects many other countries and cultures in the world.
我想这样的思维方式其实也影响了很多别的国家和民族。
God's will is not safe. It's not always financially beneficial, and it certainly is not easy.
神的旨意通常来说都不容易，也不一定会带给你金钱上的好处，或者也不安全，不一定安全。
It is good, acceptable, and perfect.
但是它确实是好的，是蒙神所喜悦和悦纳的。
Do you ever wonder what God's will is for your life?
你想不想知道神对你的生命有什么样的计划？
I'm not going to answer all of that today.
我没有办法解决所有这些的问题。
But I'll show you three activities that God says is part of His will for your life.
我可以至少和大家讲三个方面是神的旨意的。
If our whole life is responding in worship to God's revelation,
如果我们整个的敬拜是要回应神的神的启示的话，
seeing ourselves as living sacrifices who want to do God's will,
那我们作为一个活祭，我们要履行神的这个旨意。
I'm going to challenge you to identify with one of these three expressions of what God's will is for your life.
我希望大家可以自己分辨出自己的，从这三个方面中自己的对于神的回应。
In a letter Paul wrote to the church in Thessaloniki.
那在保罗写信给这个帖撒罗尼迦这个教会。
Paul wrote this. This is God's will in Christ Jesus for you.
那保罗说到，这个是耶稣基督，神在耶稣基督里面向你们所行的旨意。
Now, this might be earth-shattering to you, but God has a will for your life.
但神对你的生命是有一个计划的。
God actually has a way He wants you to live.
那神有他的一个想法，你应该怎样生活。
It's for you as Christians.
是对你们，你们这些基督徒们。
And has everything to do with Jesus.
那所有东西都是和耶稣基督有关的。
This is God's will in Christ Jesus for you. Here's what the first thing is that's in God's will for your life.
那这是神在耶稣基督里面所定的旨意。第一个。
That you rejoice always.
要常常喜乐。
Rejoicing is expressing the joy that's in our lives and how we live.
那喜乐是在是我们内心深处呢的一种在外在的一种表达。
We think of the evidence of rejoicing. We see people raising hands or clapping or smiling.
我们可以外在我们可以看到我们举起双手，我们鼓掌。
That's just some way of expressing an internal understanding of joy.
是一种对内在的喜悦的理解的一种表达。
And joy, I think of joy as an overflowing expression from a deep fullness in life.
是一种我们内在深处的一种满足，它满意之后在外在的一种表现。
Joy in the Bible is usually contrasted with sorrow or weeping or mourning.
在圣经中喜悦喜乐总是和比如说悲伤痛苦还有哭泣所对应的。
Those are expressions that come out of great emptiness.
这一些的 情绪的表达是我们内心中空虚的一种，空虚的一种表达。
Joy is the expression that comes out of a great fullness in our lives.
而喜乐是我们心中满足的一种表现。
And we should rejoice always.
我们要常常喜乐。
I'm going to introduce you to, I think, to a big word called hyperbole.
我想跟大家介绍一个词。
It's not on there.
Hyperbole.
Something.
非常。
Let me explain what it.
高亢。
Okay.
High.
Yes. So in hyperbole, you make a really big statement so that you can draw attention to something you might not mean exactly.
那这个这种高亢的情绪就是你说说了一句很大的话，然后你可能不一定是你本来的那个意思。
So Paul is saying, rejoice always, but. Paul also tells us we should mourn with those who mourn.
保罗说的，你要常常喜乐，但是同时我们要与悲伤的人同悲伤。
So there will be times in our lives where we are not rejoicing.
有的时候我们确实是没有在欢喜的。
Because it wouldn't be appropriate.
因为那个是不合适的。
But there should be a constant current or thread in our lives of rejoicing.
但是在我们生命中应该有一个稳定的一个固定的这样一个一条线在我们生命中是喜乐的。
Because we can always have our lives full of the goodness of God and His grace and love for us in Christ.
因为在耶稣基督里面的慈爱，他的拯救，在我们生命中应该是满足的，是填满我们的。
So we can rejoice always.
所以说，因为这种满足，所以我们可以就常常的表达出我们的喜乐来。
Rejoicing always is not easy.
常常喜乐当然也不是容易的。
Sometimes the stuff that kills joy in our life is sin.
常常在会消灭掉我们的喜乐的是我们的罪。
I've seen in the Bible and in my experience in life, people can rejoice in the midst of suffering.
我看到在生命中或者在圣经中，我们看到有些人可以在痛苦中间还是可以喜乐。
But if you're harboring and delighting and practicing and living in sin, you're not going to experience joy.
但是如果我们是生活在罪中的，我们在一直在罪中挣扎的话，我们很难体会到这样的喜乐。
When you confess your sin and you repent and you receive God's grace, then you can rejoice because the fullness of God comes back in.
当我们承认我们的罪，我们悔改，我们接受他的赦免的时候，神的那个满足就可以回到我们的身上。
So if you'd like to become someone who rejoices more, you might have to deal with sin in your life.
所以如果我们想要更多的喜乐，我们要处理掉我们的罪的问题。
I'd also say people who may struggle with depression,
有些人在这个忧郁症里面挣扎。
They often feel really guilty when they read a verse like this.
当他们读到这些经文的时候，就觉得自己很有罪恶感。
They feel like they're failing at something.
觉得自己很失败。
And I want to encourage you that depression does make it hard to rejoice.
我可以说忧郁症并不可以阻止我们来喜乐。
And so what you really need to do is work on the depression.
你需要做的是处理忧郁症的问题。
You need to find some help.
你需要寻找一些帮助。
Share about your struggles.
分享自己的挣扎。
And if you need to, and you might need to,find a counselor and get some medication.
可以找到一个咨询师，可以寻求一些药物的帮助。
Because your body needs to be treated.
因为你的身体是需要治疗的。
And then in that pursuit and knowing God is with you and your brothers and sisters are helping you, you can experience and act in more joy.
这样在这样的过程当中，你知道兄弟姐妹的爱和神的爱在你的身上，你可以体验到喜乐。
What is God's will? He wants you to rejoice. Aren't you glad that's part of what God wills for your life? Is that you would be a joyful person?
这是不是很喜，让我们很喜乐，是因为神的计划就是让我们喜乐。
He also wants you to pray without ceasing.
他还要我们要不住的祷告。
Again, it's probably better to understand that as His will is that you would be a person of continual and constant prayer.
我们可以理解为他希望我们成为一个一直在不停在祷告的人。
Right, to pray without ceasing.
是不住的在祷告。
One of my favorite passages about prayer in the Bible comes from the Gospel of Luke.
我讲到我喜欢的关于圣经中的祷告是来自那个路加福音。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
路加福音11章第一节。
And it's because the disciples ask Jesus, they say, Lord, would you teach us to pray?
当这个门徒问说主啊，你来教导我们如何来祷告。
And the reason I love it is because Jesus doesn't get mad that they ask.
我很喜欢这个经文，是因为耶稣并没有因此而生气。
Jesus wants them to grow in prayer.
耶稣希望他们在祷告中间成长。
So maybe you think, I'd love to become someone who understands prayer more and learns about prayer, and I just don't, I feel ashamed that I don't already know how to pray.
你可能觉得我是希望成为一个能多多祷告的人，我只是有时候觉得不好意思祷告，或者不知道如何祷告。
I guarantee you, if you say, Jesus, will you help me learn how to pray? He's going to say yes, and he wants to help you.
可以说，如果你跟耶稣说，我想学习如何祷告，他一定会帮助你。
Now, if you notice these statements, these really high, big statements, you know, rejoice always and pray without ceasing. They're impossible to do at the same time.
这个常常喜乐，这个不住祷告，都是很大的词，很高的要求。
Right, and for Paul, who wrote pray without ceasing, he stopped praying so he could write those words.
那其实保罗在写这个字的时候，他是不是停下了他的祷告，要把这个字写下来？
So if you're wondering if this means you have to quit your job,
如果你以为这个是要我们辞掉自己的工作，
or drop out of school,
或者不去上学，
you don't.
那他并非这个意思。
But you bring prayer into all of those things, into your job, into your studies, into your family, into your dating, into your marriage.
相反的，你是把祷告带入到所有这些事情里面，带入到你的工作里面、你的学习、你的家庭、婚姻里面。
It's living with a sense of dependence and interaction on God all the time.
是我们以一种依赖与神的方式在生活。
I think of it like a conversational awareness that God's always there and always wants to hear what you have to say.
是一种我们在持续的处于一个与神的对话当中，神一直在那边，一直在我们身边。
And so we're kind of unceasingly in prayer. We're listening to God and we're communicating with God vertically while we're interacting with life horizontally, that the people in front of us.
是在我们水平下，我们在和别人在不断交流的时候，我们在竖竖直向，我们和我们的神其实一直在对话当中。
So becoming someone who prays unceasingly is someone who's trying to develop this sense of God's presence all the time in your life.
当试图不住祷告的，想要做这样做的人，其实是在建立一个神永远与我们同在的这样一个状态里面。
Let me give you an illustration.
我给大家一个例子。
If many of you have lunch meetings,
很多人都有一些叫午餐会议。
Right, if your lunch meeting cancels,
如果你的午餐会议取消了,
you could be really irritated.
你可能会觉得很生气。
You could be really grateful because you might get more work done.
也可能很高兴，因为可以干更多活了。
But if you're cultivating this idea of praying without ceasing, you would face that disruption in your schedule in prayer.
那如果你去 建立这种一直祷告的习惯，那你就永远不会被打断。
You kind of slow down and say, Lord, this meeting just canceled. How would you like me to use this time?
那就好像你跟神在讲话，那神这个会议被取消了，你希望我用这段时间来做什么？
Do you want me to fill it with work, or is there somebody you would like me to talk to?
你是希望我继续用这个时间来工作呢，还是用这个时间来和另外一个人来讲话？
Is there someone I need to go listen to who has something to share?
还是说我要去听另外一个人，他有话想要跟我讲的？
Would you like me to meet with you and read scripture for a while?
或者说你想我来到你的面前来读一些经文？
You have this sense that God is there and he wants to be a part of your decisions and how your day unfolds.
我们就会建立一种这样一种状态，我们一直在和神是处于交流当中的。
So rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and here's this third kind of activity that God wills, he desires in our lives, and that's what we give thanks in all circumstances.
所以说常常喜乐，不住的祷告，那第三项就是凡事谢恩。
I really have to emphasize the phrase in all circumstances.
我很喜欢这边讲到是叫凡事。
And point out to you that it doesn't say give thanks for all your circumstances.
它并不是说我们是为了所有的事情来谢恩。
Some people, I think, believe that God wants them to give thanks for the evil, the hurt, the suffering, or the injustice in their lives.
有些人以为神要他们为他们生命中那些不好的那些痛苦的邪恶的事情来献上感谢。
That's not what God wants at all.
那完全不是神要我们做的。
God hates evil.
神恨恶邪恶。
God hates injustice.
神恨恶这些不公正。
God hates your suffering.
神也不喜欢你在受痛苦。
You don't ever have to give thanks for those things.
你永远不需要为这些事情来感谢。
But he does call us to give thanks in the midst of those things.
但是他确实来呼召我们是在这些的状况下，在这些状况里面的时候来感谢神。
I said God's will is not easy.
所以说神的旨意不是容易的。
But what you're giving thanks in those circumstances, you're giving thanks to God for all that he has done for you in Jesus Christ, despite those circumstances.
所以说我们是在耶稣基督里面，是在这些情况下，我们才来感谢神。
You're being thankful that you're even alive.
我们要感谢神，我们甚至现在还活着。
You're being thankful that maybe in your suffering, people can see more about who Jesus is.
也许在你的痛苦当中别人看见了就更加认识耶稣基督是谁。
You give thanks that God has secured an eternity with him that's awaiting you.
我们知道神为我们所预备的永恒的安全和保障。
Most of us aren't in those situations right now.
很多人我们现在并不在那些痛苦的
状态当中。And in the times where we're not facing real hardship, we should practice thankfulness for everything that's going on around us.
但我们并不在生活不在这些痛苦中的时候，我们要训练我们感恩的心，为我们所作为的一切献上感恩。
I think some of the enemies that attack thankfulness, one of them that I see a lot in American culture, and I'm hoping it translates to Chinese culture, it's this idea called entitlement.
我想对于那个感恩的一个最大的敌人，无论在美国文化里面或者在中国文化里面，他的那个敌人叫做
You deserve something whether you've done anything for it or not.
就是那个词叫怎么讲，就是那个 entitled， 对，应得的那个、就是我这样做了，我应得这个，我就配得这个，我就应该是我的这样一种想法了。
You're entitled to a job whether you're worth getting hired or not.
所以说比如说你我就这个工作就应该是我的。
Right, you're entitled to a car because you know how to drive.
因为我知道怎么开车，我就应该有一辆车。
Sometimes in Christianity, we have that attitude.
在教会里面我们有时候会有这样一种想法。
I pray...I give money to the church, I work, I'm honest, I attend church, I shouldn't get cancer, I shouldn't suffer loss, I shouldn't be persecuted. That attitude is entitlement.
所以说我在教会里面我有祷告，我有去教会，我有奉献，我有做所有这些我应当做的，我不应该得癌症，这个就是一种我觉得不应该的这种心态。
We give, we work, we're honest, we attend church, we pray because we want to respond to God's revelation in Christ. We want to worship Him.
我们这样做，我们去教会，我们敬拜。我们这样做的目的是来回应神给我们的启示。
Not because we want to get stuff from God.
而并非是我们要从神那边获得什么。
Selfishness also makes it really hard to give thanks.
那么，自私自利有时候也会成为我们的阻碍。
When you're thinking only about yourself, it's really hard to see how your hard circumstances might be the way God is working to reach somebody else with the news of Jesus Christ.
当我们只看到自己的时候，我们可能就会忽略神利用我们的状况，怎么在他的计划里面，也许可以帮助到别人。
Sometimes our suffering and hardship is the way that God is going to bless somebody else.
也许我们生命中的痛苦，恰恰是神用来祝福别人的方式。
So you don't have to give thanks for your suffering and hardship, but that in it, God is able to bless someone else.
我们并不是为我们的痛苦来感谢，而是在痛苦中，我们感谢神可以用这个痛苦来完成好的事情。
So this is a little bit different of a message than I would usually do, because I'm going to ask you to participate a little bit.
这个不是我常的讲到的方式，但我希望大家可以参与进来。
Your New Year's is coming up.
你们的新年就马上就要到了。
And I'd love for you to consider
how
you might commit to one of these practices: rejoicing always, praying without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances.
大家可以考虑一下，我们是否可以参与这三样其中的一样，作为我们的一个练习：常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
Like those New Year's resolutions of losing weight or getting more exercise or saving money.
就好像我们新年说要减肥、要锻炼或要省钱一样。
I'd love for you to put effort into becoming a more joyful, a more prayerful, or more thankful person.
我希望大家努力花上自己的精力，成为一个喜乐的、祷告的、感恩的人。
God will help you, but He's not going to do it all for you.
神可以帮助你们，但是他不会为我们把这些事都做了。
I'm going to say these a few more times, and I want you to be asking this question, your own self with God. God, is there one of these areas you want to develop in my life?
我不断的提醒大家，我们可以问，来求问神，在这些方面有哪一个方向是神希望在我们生命里面让我们可以发展出来的。
In fact, I'm gonna pray, lead you in prayer, and I'm gonna ask that question. I just want you to be thinking, God, what is it? Which one do you want me to focus on? Okay?
我会为大家祷告，在祷告里面，我们希望神来帮助我们，来找到神希望我们在哪个方面更加努力。
Lord, I know that you have a great desire to see us grow closer to you.
主啊，我们知道你真的希望我们可以更加靠近你。
That you want us to be living sacrifices.
你希望我们成为活祭。
Who are trying to live out your will for our lives.
可以在生命中活出你的旨意。
Your good and acceptable and perfect will.
你的好的、纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Part of your will for us
是吧，你的旨意之一
is that we would be joyful people
是我们可以成为喜乐的人
who are rejoicing always
可以常常喜乐
You want us to be people who pray unceasingly
你希望我们成为不住祷告的人
who are constantly interacting with you and aware of your presence and leading
知道你一直在我们的周围同在，指引我们，带领我们。
And who are eager to pray with people around us.
我们也为我们周围的人不住的祷告。
And you want us to be thankful.
你希望我们感恩。
And I believe, God, you want to help us in that.
主啊，我们知道你要帮助我们。
You want us to pursue your will, but you also want to help us grow.
你希望我们追寻你的旨意，你要帮助我们成长。
So for each person here this morning,
为在座的每一位祷告。
I ask that you would make it known to them.
主啊，你让我们知道。
Where you want them to grow.
我们要朝哪个方面成长
？Right now.
现在。
Do you want them to be more joyful?
希望他们更加喜乐吗
？Do you want them to be more prayerful?
还是更加有更多的祷告。
Do you want them to be more thankful?
还是更加的感恩。
Lord, would you impress the right word? None of them are wrong, but impress one of those words on their hearts.
把你要的那个字放在他们的心里。
As an invitation from you.
是出于你的一个邀请。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告耶稣的名。
We ask that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I've been wondering about doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Let's see how it goes.
我也想看看这样做会有怎么样的效果。
I'm going to ask you to raise your hand.
我希望大家可以举手。
I'm going to say if you've committed to being joyful, raise your hand. Or if you've committed to being prayerful, raise your hand. Or if you've committed to being thankful, raise your hand, okay?
所以你是或者喜乐，还是祷告，还是感恩，可以，你可以，我喊的时候大家举手。
And it's probably a risk to ask you to do things in public. I don't like doing things in public either.
其实我本身也不是很喜欢在公众场合这样做。
I'm doing it for a reason.
但是我这样做是有原因的。
You need to have a clear picture of what you want to become.
我们需要有很清楚的画面。
You need to think about small changes.
我们需要有小的变化。
That over time can lead to a lifestyle change.
然后经历时间会有产生大的变化。
And you need to recruit encouragers to help you stay on track.
我们需要有鼓励，需要有别人的帮助。
If you're going to really make progress on these areas of your life,
如果我们真的想要做出改变的话
，you need to start doing these three things.
我们要开始做这三件事情。
So let's just see what happens. If you made a commitment, you felt God was saying He wants to call you to become a more joyful person this year, would you raise your hand?
如果你觉得神要让你成为更喜悦的人
，a lot of you, good. By the way, I should do this. I did this in January.Prayer, that was the one I felt God calling me to. So we all got room to grow. So joyful people, raise your hand again. Okay, look around. You might know some of you. One of you may, in the church leadership, say, I'm going to start the joy party. And I'm going to help take responsibility for encouraging everyone who wants to grow in joy to find practical ways to do that.
So 也许我们教会可以因此就可以搞一些活动，我们可以以喜乐的人在一起。我们想一些方式，大家一起喜乐。
So if you see somebody, take note and go say, "Hey, I want to encourage you. Would you encourage me to be a joyful person?"
我们可以互相的帮助，我们可以互相的鼓励。
Figure out those small changes, right?
我们可以找到那些小的感恩的小的改变的方面。
Is God challenging some of you to become more prayerful?
因为让神让大家成为一个更多祷告的人。
So look around.
我们互相看一看。
Same thing. See.You're going to be there to encourage each other. Right?
我们可以互相的鼓励。
Get together, start an email distribution list or a Facebook group.
我们可以在脸书上建一个群，或者我们可以搞一个 email list。
Do something to encourage each other.
我们可以互相的鼓励。
How about being more thankful?
有没有人可以更愿意更加感恩的？
I'm so thankful for you guys.
我为你们感恩。
Yeah, look around.
看。
Thankful.
我们感谢神。
So take note of who it is, so you can start saying, "Hey, let's start making a thankful practice together."
我们可以搞一个感恩聚会。
And find ways to help each other develop this new attitude of thankfulness.
我们可以互相帮助建立一个感恩的这样一个心态。
And then we'll see how God works in your lives, and it's going to be really amazing.
我们可以看神在我们的心里面可以做成什么。
All right, let me pray for you and.If you raised your hand, if you didn't raise your hand and you know there's one of those you're supposed to do, I hope you noticed who else raised their hand, so you can go talk to them later. It's totally fine.
说你如果刚才没有举手的，你看到举手的人了，你可以跟他们联系。
Let me pray for you.
让我为你们祷告。
Lord, these brothers and sisters in Christ want to be living sacrifices.
主啊，这些兄弟姐妹愿意成为你的活祭。
In fact, they are already living sacrifices.
其实他们已经是活祭。
And I pray that you would now protect them.
主啊，你会保护他们。
That you would encourage them,
鼓励他们。
And that your power would transform them,
主啊，你的能力会转变他们。
And that throughout this year, they would begin to notice there's more joyful, prayerful, and thankful people in this congregation.
主啊，经过这一年，他们会更加喜乐，更多祷告，更加的感恩。
And then all of them would be able to give you glory.
每一个人都把荣耀再归给你。
And thank you for your work in our lives.
主啊，谢谢你在我们生命中的工作。
We do pray that you would help us see your will done on earth as it is in heaven.
主啊，我们要看到你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上一样。
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Eugene.